I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. We took a look back on 2016 and a look ahead to 2017 and talked about a series of issues important to the Upper Peninsula, everything from the dark stores issue to higher education. But we started the conversation off with a look at energy policy in the state and how it relates to Upper Michigan. Here's more with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder.
The most important thing is moving ahead with the power plant opportunity, because that's critically important. But in addition to that, I actually made a request to the Midwest operators, which is a kind of a coalition of people that help manage the power in the Midwest, to say, please work with us on doing a study to look at connecting the Upper and Lower Peninsula, or potentially the Upper Peninsula to Ontario. What are the benefits of that? What are the options and how we might do that? So that study's underway, and I'm looking forward to that coming out in the middle to later part of the year. And then, not taking that for granted, we might want to supplement that in terms of additional work to say, you know, are there other benefits that they didn't take into account, to say how we could see value in potentially getting a better connection and a better long-term connection to both peninsulas or to Ontario, which could be another great source of power.
We're speaking with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder this morning, taking a look back on 2016 and looking ahead to 2017. Governor, when we look at next year, also one of the major employers in the UP is higher education. We'd like to talk about that here in the Marquette area with Northern Michigan University, but also Michigan Tech, Lake State, all of the community colleges. You touched on some of the technical training aspects. I know Northern's been involved with that, with some pretty strong pushes right now to get two-year programs going and that. What is the goal with your administration in 2017 with higher education and continuing technical education?
Well, it's to get people more career connected. And we took a huge step forward this last year, where we did the capital equipment program for community colleges and for two-year institutions. And actually, I visited Bay College and saw some great things going on. Northern's a great place for those kind of activities, where actually we helped provide some of the latest equipment. And part of the requirement for the schools to get those awards was they had to partner with the private sector. So actually they worked together on figuring out what's the latest, greatest equipment, so as people got trained, they could go right to work. And that's really exciting. So these are the kind of opportunities that are great to see that lead to long-term careers, and you're going to see us continue to put a heavy emphasis on that connection.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder with us this morning. We're taking a look back on the year. And when we look at this particular, this legislative session that we've seen, it's just coming to an end now with a couple of bills on your desk to talk about in just a moment. But when you look back on how things went with the House and the Senate and your office in 2016, would you rate it an overall successful year, or were there some challenges that kept it interesting for you?
Well, there's always some of both, but overall, I'd say it's a successful year. One of the things I just signed recently was so exciting, was about autonomous and intelligent vehicles. We're going from the auto industry to the mobility industry, and we've been the world's leader in the auto industry for so long, and we're well-positioned, and we're in first place already in the mobility industry, but we need to keep investing and doing good things, and there's some legislation that really helped with that, and we're still working on some stuff. There's a session day left today, so we're still working on issues like energy for the entire state. So these are important things, but we had a good year.
We're speaking with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. Speaking of vehicles and, well, roadways, there is a bill that came through that takes a look at speed limits in Michigan and rural interstates, rural highways. Of course, we've got plenty of those in the UP, but there's a lot more of them in the entire state. What's your stance on the legislation coming through the legislature with raising the speed limits?
Yeah, well, as I do with most legislation, it's something that it's coming to my desk, and I'll be doing the homework and research on it to see does it strike the right balance of safety versus convenience for people, because I appreciate people wanting some faster speed limits. I mean, one of the cool parts is we're a big, diverse state. At the same time, that's where I want to get feedback from the state police and our Michigan Department of Transportation on how are these roads engineered and what's the safety issues involved with having higher speed limits, because we want to do it safely. I think there's a good opportunity to see that balance happen, but I want to confirm that once I get the legislation.
We are speaking with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder this morning. Got a couple of minutes here before we cut you loose here, Governor. But one of the pieces of legislation, or one of the discussions in the legislature, was the state Senate taking a look at the taxation issues, as we call it, the dark stores issue here in the UP and in the state. It seems to have stalled in the Senate. State Senator Tom Casperson says he's looking to pick it up next year. What role do you see for your office? What do you wish to take a look at with that particular issue and how it affects taxation and revenue for municipalities?
Well, again, those stores are a big deal, particularly in our smaller communities, which, if you look at, there's a lot of legislative members from the UP that are really interested, along with Northern Michigan. And so I appreciate their interest. We're trying to be a good partner to say, yeah, what are these issues, and can we have a better discussion in terms of how the tax tribunal handles these matters? And there could be legislation that should be discussed. So I look forward to seeing it take place in the next session. It didn't get done this one, but that doesn't mean we should give up. Let's just bring it back up and let's have a good, healthy discussion about what the issues are and what might be possible.
That's the comments of Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.